You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Well, time now to look at exactly what's happening on the rest of the continent. Stories that you simply cannot ignore that you need to keep an eye on. Always a pleasure to talk to you, Crystal. Very good morning. The situation in Mozambique is just absolutely extraordinary. The death toll, it's estimated, could rise to what, up to 1,000?
Yes, good morning, Bongani. And I think the UN sent out an alert during the early hours of this morning to say that, firstly, heavy rainfall is projected to continue in those provinces until about Thursday. And then there's also still the risk of serious flooding, especially around the river basins in the next 72 hours, which therefore could lead to further destruction and the potential loss of life. And so that is really just of concern that the rain is simply not stopped. And so, of course, the Mozambican president flying around the Beira area to see firsthand, and even he said the absolute shock of seeing villages destroyed, people still hanging on trees, and that, of course, he even saw bodies floating in the rivers. And so he's saying, look, we must prepare for the worst because there's simply more people that are unaccounted for. So what does this mean, Bongani? Of course, in Mozambique alone, we're looking at the destruction of infrastructure. I spent some time in Beira, and of course, that's the main gateway for many southern African countries for their trade, because that's the second biggest port in Mozambique, Bongani. That's where a lot of goods and services land, and then it travels by road to other countries, inland countries like Malawi and Zambia, for instance. And so now we see road infrastructure destroyed. The port has been closed for a couple of days, and it just means that the economic implication of that, not only for Mozambique, but for the rest of the region, will be quite dire.
Yeah, I mean, it's, of course, sorry to come in there, Crystal. No, I was just going to say, I was saying a little earlier on that the UN is estimating 5.3 million people are going to need food aid. And of course, with roads, as you say, cut off, I mean, hospitals, schools, many of the dead and injured are trapped in that awful, awful disaster. All right, let's go to Sudan now, where President Omar al-Bashir gets millions for a bailout.
Yes, so he's been dealing with a political crisis for the past 3 months. And of course, part of that protest has been around the economic situation in the country. So he's now been knocking on doors. He received about $350 million from different Arab regional funds, because of course, that is just to cushion the sort of realities of what's happening in Sudan. But we see that, of course, Bashir is still holding on to power. There's been a state of emergency in place for the next few months. And what he's done politically is, of course, appointed several loyalists to senior office and to all provincial states. But, you know, we still see civil society and the opposition parties not giving up. They say Bashir must go. So what we see now, clearly, there's, sources saying that there's backroom negotiations happening, for instance, with Egypt and Saudi Arabia to find ways to have a back exit strategy or a soft landing for Bashir. So, for instance, we hear the U.S. believe that part of the negotiations of that exit must involve the dropping of that ICC charges. We hear, for instance, the European Union disagrees with that. And then, of course, there's also Thabo Mbeki, who's, the Union team, who wants al-Bashir, that they believe he must be part of any exit strategy. But we see anti-government process still ongoing, and people say, look, they've just had enough of Bashir. And so it's interesting, we see Sudan on the one side, and then we had Algeria. So we cannot dismiss these protests and simply say, it will disappear. It's been 3 months and counting, and they're still ongoing, and they're not going to give up.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Listen, maybe it's just time for one of these old leaders to step off the political stage in Sudan there. Right, that is this morning's Africa Report.